It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Well, hello there. Grab a seat. Pull it up. Up to the table. Beer fridge is over there. Coffee's over there.
Is a knife if you'd like to whittle?
Yep. If you want to whittle.
Whittle. I get a whittler at home.
Whittler. You could whittle. You know what? I'll tell you what. Whittle me some type of marijuana pipe. That would be great. If you could whittle me some type of accoutrement so I could smoke my weed, I would be greatly of an appreciative nature, is what I would be, Kelly Bray.
All right.
I might start talking like someone from across the pond.
Oh, do it, because I'm watching the Open Championship right now while I'm doing the podcast. Ah,
who's winning?
Just keeping an eye. Justin Thomas in the clubhouse at 3 under par, Greg.
3 under par. Under clubhouse
budget
now.
Minus twos. Rory McIlroy and Bryson DeChambeau. Terrible today.
Rory is going to make available a highball. He'll be drinking a highball a little bit later to wash away the memories of the terrible round he just played. Actually, despicable what he played, how he did. But
six
we'll be
over
back.
Par, Greg.
We'll be back after this word from Depends. For all the old parts, old people watching.
Nothing
with
wrong
it
depends with
on
depends.
That. Thank you.
Doesn't have
Sorry,
to be for
Laura.
Old people.
You're right. My apologies. I wasn't trying to make fun of you. Okay?
Thanks.
Okay? Thank you very much. Welcome to the Buzz 24/7. My name's Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Thank you. Hello. I'm sitting at the end, in the middle of a long table.
Kelly, your volume's on.
Yeah. Kelly's, if I go clockwise, Kelly's on my left. To my 9 o'clock, Scotty's up like 11, not quite noon. And then there's an empty space where Kayla would sit, but she's doing other stuff. And then we got Laura over here on my 3. So that's what we got going on. The console's in front of me. I got 2 big screens, another screen over here, another screen over there. So there's a lot of stuff going on. And now you get the visual picture. Okay?
Okay.
Laura's cooking on a budget's coming up.
Yep.
Cooking on a budget, yeah. I did put something aside.
Your panties?
Wouldn't that be cute?
He's going back to that one caller we had probably 25 years ago. The guy's name was Corey.
Yep, I know Corey.
And he was imitating, as do I, and he was imitating a woman saying, "Do you like it when I pull my panties to the side?" And so we used that clip and we would play it every once in a while.
That was a good one.
And Kelly just reached back 25 years or so into our history to pull out the panties comment.
Do you like it when I pull my panties to the side?
Bravo. Mm-hmm. Bravo, Kelly. Okay. I was in the Walmart yesterday.
Okay.
I saw a kid that should have been on a leash. Okay? Should have been on a leash. It was uncontrollable. Absolutely uncontrollable. Running around. And mom was trying. Wasn't mom's fault. She was trying. Kids fast. Mom, not so fast.
Oh, that's why you gotta leash them.
Right? And then I started thinking about it. I knew this article came out last, I don't know, it was last week or whatever, and I put it aside. And it talks about, parenting today, which, of course, every parent in the history of parenting has criticized other parents. Quietly, maybe, in their mind. I'm not saying go up to someone and say something, but you think, like, that was my kid. I'd warm their bottom. You know what I mean? That's my era. I'd warm their bottom, which means you'd get a spanking. Nowadays, you can't do that. Now, you've got to talk to Cameron, make sure Cameron understands his feelings and how you have to consider, it's all about talking to him, which is fine. Everything changes in parenting, right?
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, someone asked a large group of people, what type of parenting trends that need to stop?
It's over.
Right now.
Yeah, they've run their course.
Or they just aren't effective, or for whatever reason, other parents who, like we said, we've all sort of had moments where we're like, oh my God, I'd never let my kid get away with that, or...
As long as I see you trying, and I don't mean making me think that you're trying, but really trying, then I am totally fine. I've been there. But I mean, I pulled the ripcord on Nora and Sadie quicker than probably some parent, because we go out to eat. I don't know. Maybe this is the one thing that every week a family goes out or a date night. I'm not going to ruin it for you. But I have seen in my time plenty of parents that are like, you know, whew, like they've given up. Your kid is now climbed over the seats and now they're in our booth.
Yeah.
And I hate to bother you because I know you're on the phone, but really?
Yeah. I have some regulars. Saturday, they were in with their baby and he got just a little fussy at the beginning and she took him for a car ride.
Yeah.
So it worked out for him.
Yeah.
It was quiet while they were gone. He got a shot of Jack while she was gone.
Yeah.
We tried to keep that under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
Kid came back, behaved wonderfully.
I ejected Tyler out of a restaurant. He and I went for a walk because, he started and he was just a little kid, like 2, 3, just, you know, walking. And took him out. And while we were out walking around the restaurant, he tripped on the sidewalk and fell. And he cut his mouth. And so when he came in, he was bleeding from the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife looks at me, and I'm like, it's the last time he's going to cry with me. But no, he came back in, and he was fine. But it's like, yeah, get him out, and they calm down. So, but these are some of the things that they think that these people asked us, 21 popular responses from this question. They asked about what parenting trends needs to stop. And the number one one was, and the way they phrased it was, pretending that not parenting is parenting by saying something like, I'm not going to tell my kid to stop kicking your leg repeatedly because I don't want to crush his spirit.
Okay.
People are saying that's bullshit.
That is.
Non-parenting is not parenting. Parenting is guiding, teaching, molding. That's what parenting is. Not doing that isn't parenting. I agree with that.
I'm not here to be your friend.
You ever say that?
Nope, but I heard you.
Yeah, I've said it to the kids.
Yeah,
that's yours.
I want to be your point. Yeah,
I'm not like I want to be your friend, but I'm your dad first. I hopefully will be your friend forever, but right now I'm your dad. That's my first job. That's my most important job. Denying your kid any negative experiences or emotions is another one. You know, don't let them experience loss. Don't let them look. Sometimes they're going to be angry, and they got to deal with it. And you can't give in to them. It's a normal part of being a person. Teach them to handle negative emotions now before you send them into a world where they're not prepared to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense, I guess.
Absolutely. No?
Fake gentle parenting. You hear and see so many parents letting their children do whatever they want, no matter how destructive or hurtful their behaviors are. Parents find themselves beholden to the whims of their children's emotions in the name of gentle parenting instead of true gentle parenting, where boundaries are set alongside validating emotions.
See, Jeff and I are a little different. I am the you learn from your mistakes kind of parent. He is like, he reminds the kids, like, don't forget this, don't forget that. Like, if you come home without your lunchbox, well, that tomorrow your whatever you left in there is going to smell in class. And,
right.
That, you know, that's it. I also, you know, maybe let the kid, like Dylan, he's 9 years old, but he got his whittling chip from Scouts. So you earned your whittling chip. And now if you cut your finger off, that's your problem, you know? And Jeff's like, don't let him play with knives. I'm like, he earned his whittling chip for him
so
to earn
it. So
he
knows how to use the knife.
He knows how to use the knife.
Right.
And he's like, to me, I'm like, you know what? If he climbs up on the roof and he falls off and breaks his arm, guess what?
Yeah.
You did that and you know it was dumb. Jeff's like, don't let him on the roof. So we're kind of opposite in how we...
I probably wouldn't let him on the roof.
I'm just using it as an example.
But I bet he's been on the roof.
Totally get what you're saying.
But
like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, he forgot his jacket? Oh, too bad. He's going to be cold.
Correct. And that's how I am.
He ain't going to forget his jacket again.
Like, Jeff will come home and he's like, why don't you tell him he forgot his things in class? And I'm like, well, that's his responsibility.
He'll forget it once.
Yeah. That's on him.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with getting hurt and doing stupid things. I'm like, Dylan, you know that's dumb.
Yeah.
If you do it and you get hurt, don't come crying to me because that was your own fault.
Yeah, not setting boundaries is another thing. Every kid has to have boundaries. They also say something called the bulldozer parent, the parent who removes all obstacles or challenges from a child's life so they don't have to learn any perseverance, problem solving, failure, and learning from mistakes. Yeah, the biggest lessons you learn from in life is from getting your ass kicked.
Yeah. Right, and that's what I'm a biggest like, whoop.
Meaning mistakes where things don't work out. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about actually getting an ass kicking, you know? The only thing I learned from getting my ass kicked was covering my face. Cover my face, cower on the ground, curl up in a ball.
But then your ass is going to get kicked.
Yeah, you cover your balls.
I cover the important parts, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm talking about in a physical fight, not in a life challenge, you know? Nonstop supervision. Let them play by themselves. Mm-hmm. Let them figure out. Let them think of games to play. Let them be creative on their own. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah, these all make sense. These, but I mean, I think these are non. I think these are pretty common sense things. Not believing the teacher. My kid never lies to me. Seriously?
Okay. There was a, we grew up, you know, parents would call the school and go, what did my kid do?
Right.
And now I think the, the parents are calling in going, what did you do to my kid?
Yeah. One of the parenting trend they think should stop was no talking back. That was something that, you know, you didn't talk back to your parents.
Right. And you know? I wish my kids did. We spoke to them, though, I think, exactly how, like, adults right from the beginning.
Yeah.
No, and I think that's different when raising kids now. It's like, I would never talk back to my parents. It was just, you know, now my kids talk back to me, and it's like, it's probably our own fault because we, the way we communicated with them was always like they were,
right.
You know?
I get it. Yeah. I mean, like, well, with us, I mean, like, look, you know, I told you the story. I got pushed to the point where I had a real throwdown with one of the kids about that. And it's because we live in a world where we treat them more like adults
yeah.
than we do little kids and when they're kids. And I righted the ship by the yeah. confrontation, but I didn't want to have the confrontation.
Right. It's
like,
it's
no parent wants to have a problem with their kid, you know? So no talking back. Parents who punish their kids for speaking up or otherwise explaining something, saying that they're talking back, are cutting the kid off. You know, let the kid talk. Yeah. Maybe they got
give
a point.
Him a chance to explain something.
Yep. Helicopter parenting, everybody knows what that is. Pushing him too hard. Tablets in public. Loud cartoons and games on tablets in public places is not helping anybody. Potty training too late. I don't even know what's the potty training date.
Around 9.
No, yeah. 2.
By the time you go to school, the kid's got to be potty Let's trained.
Yes.
2 is a good age. I would hope by 5 that they know what they're doing.
They don't. They don't. That's a fact. And it's like, wow. I'm sorry. You should be potty trained in order to go to school.
Yes.
Yeah.
Their special needs aren't, we're not talking about that. That's
no,
a
we're
whole
not.
Different realm. Kids on social media, creating social media channels for your children where they produce, upload videos for other kids is also a trend that people think that should stop. Too much structure. Tablet addiction, letting kids make all the choices, silence, saying what goes on in this house stays in this house. I know hundreds of victims of abuse who go through years of pain because of that phrase. That's what one person said. Birthdays, another trend. Social media trend, keeping and upping the expectation for birthday parties. I've been on this one.
Oh.
Why does every birthday party have to be a goddamn production?
Because you have to show your kid you love them.
Well, the Blue Angels are going to be landing, and they're going to be doing some parachuting. They got the Golden Knights coming in. We got that. We got horse rides. We got the Philharmonic. It's going to come down. I hired Green Day to come down. Jesus Christ.
I've always told my kids, you know, your birthday is special, but you either get a present or you get a party. That's it.
Yep.
And as, you know, Parker got older, he's like, I'd rather not have a party. I want a gift. Fine. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing both because it becomes way too much money, especially where they're both winter birthdays, so you have to go somewhere and do something.
I didn't look at this ahead of time, but one of them is part parent, not friend. That's what what we talked about. And the last one is, you're not special. Perpetuating the myth that one's child is somehow special, with 97% certainty they're not. They're just normal. Then if you make them feel special all the time when they go out in life and they find out they're not, that's tough to deal with. So back off the special stuff.
Well,
anyway.
I kind of disagree. I think everybody should know that they're special. You,
but you're not.
Greg,
but
are
you,
special.
But you,
Kelly, you're special.
You.
Rogelio, you're special.
But you know what I'm talking about. Like, of course you make
I want
feel
them to know,
loved and special.
You know, but sometimes there's a fine line.
They're not more special than other kids. Right. Every kid is special. That's the point
that's
there.
It. Yes.
You know, so.
Hey, look at Kelly. He's the specialist of them all.
Kelly is. I love Kelly. I do. I know we tease you with stuff like that, but I love you, you know? Love what you bring. I love you. You're a nice guy.
You complete me.
You're really nice to your mom. You help your mom out, you know? You're good.
You're handy around the house.
You're a good dude. Very handy. Very handy.
Oh, Greg, this is where we're supposed to remind you that we have.
I know that.
I know.
I did not forget today.
Yeah, because we're running out of time. I got some stuff
I gotta get moving.
Do before we leave.
Okay, take it easy.
looking on a budget.
Well, you can do two pages instead of five.
She cut it down
to
four pages. All right.
I did.
All right.
That's just for fools, because Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
Look, I know people love it. There's no question. But, I mean, going through every sale item on every store, you don't have to go to that level.
Well, I do like the major sales where you're saving extra amount. Like, yeah.
People,
I'm not telling
it.
You if you're saving 50 cents, but if you're saving a couple bucks.
People dig it. Cooking on a Budget, Laura goes through all of the flyers and stuff like that and tells you what's on sale and what you can do with it. Go ahead, Laura.
Greg, your food sale of the week. Head over to Market Basket to their bakery department. Wild blueberry pie, because blueberries are in stock. $7.99 for your 8-inch pie.
I'm a pie guy, man.
I know you are. And wild blueberry, you're getting those main blueberries. Okay, Kelly's beer sale of the week. Voodoo Ranger, Tuckerman, Harpoon, Northwoods, Carlsberg, and Elysian Space Dust, $14.99 for your 12 packs. Roadkill, sweet of the week. I know you're trying to watch your weight, so I'm giving you a sweet of the week that's kind of good for you. It's called Junkless Granola Bars. They're not adding in everything on that label you can read and understand. Try them. 2 for $5 in Market Basket. Junkless Granola Bars, because some of the other ones that you eat maybe aren't as healthy as you would think. Okay. Market Basket for Kayla on her Picky Food Sale of the Week. Uno's 6-inch individual pizzas, cheese, pepperoni, and sausage, $4.99. Now we'll go to Hannaford, where your sales end on Saturday. You have your family pack 80% lean ground beef, $2.99 a pound. Split chicken breast, 99 cents a pound. Whole bone and pork butt, 99 cents a pound. Atlantic salmon, $7.99 a pound. Blueberries, 2 for $4. Fresh Express salad kits, 2 for $5. Maine broccoli crowns, only $1.49 a pound. Marinated sirloin steak tips.
Jesus, the stenographer cannot keep up.
Whew. Okay, our $9.99 a pound, still on sale. Great deal. St. Louis style pork ribs, $2.99 a pound. Sweet corn at Hannaford, 5 for $2. And they do work with a lot of local farms, so check them out. And Haas avocados or mangoes, 5 for $5. Aldi, your sales began on Wednesday. Strawberries, $1.49. Blackberries, $1.99. Baby Bella mushrooms, $1.29. Mini cucumbers package, $1.69. California nectarines or plums, $1.29 a pound. Jumbo pack chicken drumsticks, only 89 cents a pound. And your seasoned beef chuck roast birria is $5.29 a pound. Now we'll head over to Shaw's, where your sales begin on Friday. The For You sale, which you need the app, petite sirloin steak or 90% fresh ground beef, $3.97 a pound. Large cooked shrimp or raw shrimp at $5.77 a pound. Red, green, or black grapes, $1.47 a pound. Signature Farms chicken drumsticks, thighs, or leg quarters, only 87 cents a pound. Friendly's novelties or ice cream, $2.47. Kellogg cereal, Pop-Tarts, Nutri-Grain bars, or Rice Krispie treats, $1.97. Sparkling ice water, Polar soda, seltzers, or mixers, 67 cents. Lucerne shredded or sliced bar cheese, $1.77. And your Budweiser, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Coors Light, $15.99 for your 30 packs.
Hope you're getting all this. Hope you're getting all this.
Yeah. Other deals at Shaw's: Hatfield or Smithfield premium bacon, home smoked sausage, only $3.99. Lay's potato or kettle chips, Smart Food and Doritos, $2.49. Must buy three to limit you to three. Pepsi 12-pack, 8-pack, bubbly sparkling water, 8-pack. Buy two, get two free. Thomas's English muffins, buy one, get one free. Muffins from the bakery, buy one, get one free. They have a great orange cranberry, Kelly, that I think you and Mom would love. I tried them a couple weeks ago. Drake snacks, including your Funny Bones, 2 for $6. Wise potato chips, Ridgies, or Pringles, 2 for $4. And your Purdue breaded chicken nuggets, cutlets, Oscar Mayer fun pack Lunchables, or Purdue shortcuts, only 2 for $6.
Play this back at a slower speed, lady.
Now we're going to go to Market Basket. There's a button.
I love this. I'm loving it.
There's a button that you can hit slow speed. Market Basket sales start on Sunday. You have your Petite New York Sirloin Steak, $6.99 a pound. Star Kiss Solid White Tuna, 5 for $5. Honey Nut Cheerios, 2 for $6. Nature's Own Honey Wheat Bread, 2 for $5. Caesar Kits, 2 for $5. Broccoli Crowns Air, $1.49 a pound. Purdue Breaded Chicken, also on sale at Market Basket. Same price as Shaw's, 2 for $6. Your Cheddar Bars, Market Basket brand, 3 for $5. And your Kellogg Special K Cereal, 2 for $6. Now, recipes for the week. Steak and Noodle Bowl, really, really good with some carrots and radishes. It's fresh lime juice sprinkled on top. It's a great summertime meal and camping season. We're doing grilled pierogies on the Blackstone. All the recipes are up there. All the sales are up there.
I expect it written and sent back to me. I want all that transcribed and written back to me.
See you, bye.
Okay.
See you, bye.
All right. Well, thanks for hanging with us today. We appreciate it. We got to go. We got an appointment. It's lunch day. We got a buzz lunch with some listeners. So we see you tomorrow, 5:30 in the morning, right here on The Buzz.